I'm Michael Hernandez. News time is 6:45. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is in the Lone Star State this week. Camille Phillips attended her Q&A with students at the University of Texas at San Antonio.
Like many of the students at UTSA, Justice Sotomayor was the first in her family to go to college. She grew up poor in a housing project in New York City and became the first Hispanic named to the highest judicial bench in the country. One of the first questions a student asked was for advice for first-generation college students. Sotomayor said the key was perseverance.
Success is not easy. Life is not fair. Platitudes, right? You've all heard them. They're true. They're horribly true.
She said that in the end, working hard is more important than being smart.
Yes, I know it's hard. I live that hardness in my stomach every single day. But it's worth the effort.
In San Antonio, I'm Camille Phillips.
For some 2 weeks this month, a Texas agency took to the skies over long stretches of the U.S.-Mexico border. The reason? To drop rabies vaccines in order to vaccinate the region's wildlife. Carlos Morales reports.
A pro tip here. If you're heading into the Texas sky to drop a million rabies vaccine packets, which are covered in a pungent animal-attracting fish meal, well, you better take a couple Jolly Ranchers with you.
So, the candies help a little bit. The smell. There's about three smells going on here.
This is Captain Stephen Walker with the Texas State Military, one of the agencies airdropping rabies vaccines over Texas. And while he's flying some 500 to 1,000 feet up, he's also dealing with avgas. That's aviation gasoline.
And you get the smell of a dead fish with the avgas. And, those two together are quite a bit to have to deal with inside the plane and taking off and while you're actually in the air. You've got 3-4 hours of that in your nostrils the whole time.
It may stink, but state officials say the vaccination program is effective. That putrid stench tormenting Captain Walker in the sky is appetizing to wildlife on the ground. Animals eagerly bite down on the fast food ketchup-sized packets, and once they've digested their tasty treat, the animals are effectively immunized. Altogether, about a million rabies vaccines rained down over 16,000 square miles of the border. But before the planes ever took flight, their path and the airdrops were carefully planned by people like this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Robinson. I'm the Assistant State Public Health Veterinarian with the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Over the course of about 2 weeks, Dr. Robinson traveled through the Texas-Mexico border, making stops in Zapata, Del Rio, and Alpine. Her team traveled in a high-tech mobile command center. And in case you're wondering, the fishy vaccines were in a different trailer.
So each of these boxes has one of these big black sacks in them. Each of these big black sacks has 15 of these little white bags, and inside each of these bags are 300 of the vaccine packets.
Robinson says these annual airdrops can stop rabies in its tracks.
We're maintaining this barrier zone along the border so that we have an immunized population of foxes and coyotes in case there are animals south of the border that are infected with these rabies variants or other rabies variants. When they encounter a vaccinated animal, it's less likely to contract rabies.
In turn, those animals are less likely to spread the virus to livestock, pets, and people. So, how did this start? Well, the project dates back about 25 years. In the early 90s, Texas experienced a string of rabies-related deaths in people. And the virus was popping up in places it hadn't been seen before. In 1994, then-Governor Ann Richards declared a rabies state of emergency. Dr. Laura Robinson says within a few years, the oral rabies vaccine program was up and running, targeting wildlife populations along the border and south central Texas.
Wildlife really are the reservoirs that we need to really watch out for. Coyotes, their range extends throughout North America.
That means an infected coyote can travel long distances, spreading the virus along the way. Up next, Robinson and her team will work with the state wildlife department. In about 30 days, they'll test wild animals like coyotes, collecting blood samples to determine if they have been immunized. Robinson says, historically, the success rate is pretty high, but it's an endless battle. Come next January, they'll be back, dropping their fish-scented vaccines over Texas. In West Texas, I'm Carlos Morales.